I had to pick the most important verse in the entire Torah that establishes how the Hebrew nation is supposed to relate to the land of Israel, it would be this verse in this week's Torah reading of Maaseh. Vehorashtem et haaretz v'yeshavtem ba. And you shall conquer the land and settle in it. Jewish tradition tells us that there are 613 places in the Torah which are the most central and important directives from God to His people. These are the 613 mitzvot d'oraita, the Torah-ordained commandments. The 13th century Torah scholar, the Ramban, says that this verse to conquer and settle the land is one of those central pillars of the Torah, one of those Torah-ordained commandments. The Ramban explains in the source that appears on the screen what's included in this commandment. Number one, to join a Jewish army to conquer the land. You can't conquer without an army. Number two, not only to conquer the land, but also, velo ne'azva biyad zulatenu min ha'umot. We cannot abandon the land to the sovereignty of other nations. Meaning, there's a Torah-ordained commandment to establish a Jewish state to be sovereign over the land. Number three, o lishmama. We cannot abandon the land to be desolate. Rather, we must build the land and develop it through agriculture and construction. Number four, lashevet ba. It's a Torah-ordained commandment to live in the land. But wait, there are many commandments that are not applicable today, like those regarding temple service, because there is no temple yet. So too, maybe this commandment to conquer and settle the land is not applicable today because we're scattered in the diaspora and the Messiah hasn't come yet. Perhaps fearing that some commentators and some people might make that very argument that I just said, the Ramban prophetically wrote clearly. So we see that this is a positive Torah commandment pertinent to all generations and incumbent upon each individual Jew, even during the exile. That's pretty intense. So it's not my job to tell anybody what to do or when to do it. Rather, it fills me with joy to merely inform you that according to this central verse, and you shall conquer the land and dwell in it, any Jew today who moves to Israel or joins the army or develops the land is fulfilling the highest level of a commandment and unleashing infinite blessing into his personal life, into the collective life of the nation, and to the entire world. Shabbat Shalom. For more Israel National Torah, join our email list at the link on the screen and become an activist and share this video with your friends.